So the Gemara mentioned a comment that Rav Nosson Bar Abba said in the name of Rav that was very much related to what we're discussing here in Masechtas Beis Hilchos Yontif, and the Gemara then digressed for a very, very brief moment, literally exhaled, and said two other Divrei Agada that Rav Nosson Bar Abba said in the name of Rav. The first one was Sharf, Atirei Bavel, Yordei Gehenim Hen. And the Gemara told the story. The story was Shapsoi Bar Marinus once came to Bavel, and he went to all the Shiny Eden, and nobody wanted to help him. And he was so disturbed by the fact that nobody had any Rachmanis on him. He was Nebuch starving. He was in a very, very difficult situation. And he said, these Chevra, they must be Me'erev Rav. Can't be that they're Zaroi Shel Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. He says, why? Because the Pasuk says, V'nosan l'cha rachamim v'richamcha kashen nishbal avisecha. And therefore, someone that's Zaroi Shel Avram Avinu has to have rachmanis. That's the way it is, a Pasuk. V'nosan l'cha rachamim kashen nishbal avisecha. So the only way it's possible for a person not to be a rachman is if he's not Mizari Shel Avram. In fact, kol merachem al abriyos biyodua shu Mizari Shel Avram Avinu. V'chom mi she'ena merachem al abriyos biyodua she'ena Mizari Shel Avram Avinu. So he said, must be that these chevra are from the Erev Rav. So this is a loaded Gemara. It's miyot hakamos, but it's roiv ha'echos. But the truth is, in order to even begin an understanding of this Gemara, we have to learn another Gemara. And this is a Gemara, Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. It goes deep into Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph. It's in Perek Ha'aral. It's a classic Gemara. We don't have time to go through this Gemara properly. But the backdrop of the Gemara is, the Pasuk says, Vayehi Rav Ba'aretz. This is in Shmuel Beis Perek Chav Aleph. There was a hunger. Bimei David. It was in the times of David HaMelech. Sholoi Shonim. Shana Achar Shana. And the hunger lasted for 3 years, and it was three successive years. So there were 3 years in succession where there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael. And the Yidden was struggling very, very much. And David HaMelech was trying to figure out what could possibly be causing this. Every year they thought the economy was going to recover, and it didn't. And this is already 3 years in, and Rachmana Litzlan, it was very, very bad. And finally, David HaMelech goes and to the Urim V'Tumim, and he's shayled by the Urim V'Tumim. He says, why is this happening? What can Pasha be? Pshat. And the Pasuk says that the Urim V'Tumim gave him an answer. Vayomer Hashem said, the reason this is happening is because of Shaul. Vel Beis Hadomim Asher Hemis Es HaGevoinim. It's related to Shaul HaMelech, and it's related to the fact that Shaul HaMelech killed the Gevoinim. So this is a very, very long Gemara. We're just going to pick out a few excerpts that we need in Yoneinu. So the Gemara says, where do you find that Shaul killed the Gevoinim? Shaul didn't kill the Gevoinim. Ve'chihechem atzinu b'shaul she'hemis ha'gevoinim. So says the Gemara, El mitoich sh'haref noiv irakehanim. Shaul HaMelech famously killed all the inhabitants of the city of Noiv. There were a bunch of kehanim, then he killed the kehanim. Shoyim aspikim le'mayim amazin. And the kehanim in Noiv, they used to support the Gevoinim. Once Noiv irakehanim was wiped out, so now the Gevoinim had no way to sustain themselves, and they started suffering terribly. So because of the fact that Shaul's action towards Noiv irakehanim impacted the Gevoinim, Mal all of Akasav Kilu Hargam, so the Torah considered it as if Shaul had actually gone and offended the Gevoinim. So Shaul never had anything to do with the Gevoinim. But Shaul went and killed Noiv irakehanim. And by doing that indirectly, he caused Tzaris for the Gevoinim. So that's why the Urim V'Tumim told David HaMelech that you want to know what's going on over here? Vayomer Hashem el Shaul, Vel Beis Adomin. It's related to the fact, Al Asher Hemis Es HaGevoinim. So who are the Gevoinim? The Gevoinim were members of the seven tribes. They came from the nation of Chivi. And when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, so the Chevra from Chivi came to Yeshua ben Nun, and they told him, he says, I understand you're coming in with a mandate that says, Hacharim tacharimim lo'yisachaya kol nezhama. We're not looking to fight. We'd rather not leave the land. We heard all about Kriyas Yamsif and Melchemes Amalek and Maimed Har Sinai. We want to join the bandwagon. We're willing to sign up. We'll be Megayer, we'll become Yidden, and like this, let us be. And Yeshua ben Nun said, I'm asking. He felt that this was very, very sincere, and he said it's okay. Now, this group of people lived in Givoin, and it's for that reason they were known as the Givoin. But regardless, the Urim V'Tumim told David HaMelech that you want to know why there's a hunger, and it's 3 years, year after year, and the tzaris are getting to the point where it's very, very difficult. It's because of the fact that Shaul HaMelech indirectly caused a tremendous avil to the Gevinim. So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that David HaMelech realized that the only way the hunger was going to end was if he got the Gevinim to issue an apology. He needed a mechila, a formal apology from the Gevinim, otherwise the tzaras were going to continue. So the pasuk says, "Vayikra HaMelech leGevinim." So David HaMelech went and he called the Gevinim. "Vayomer aleihem ma'esel lachem u'ma'achaper u'baruchos nachas Hashem." He says, "It's because of you. It's because of the grudge. It's because the kpeda that you're holding against the Yidden that all these problems are happening right now." He says, "We need to let's sit down. Let's negotiate. Tell me what you want. I'll give it to you and let all the problems go away." So the Gevinim turned to David HaMelech, and the Gevinim said, "I'm going to tell you what we want. What we want is, we want to take revenge from the family of Shaul HaMelech." He said, "Hand over 7 descendants from the family of Shaul HaMelech, and if you're willing to hand over 7 descendants, we'll kill them, we're going to hang them, l'man yishmu v'yiro, then you're going to get the mechila that you want." So obviously David HaMelech didn't want to do that. So David HaMelech is trying, and Mipayah says the Gemara, "Avaloi paisino." But they wouldn't come around. Omar, so David HaMelech said the following. He said, there are 3 identifying marks about the Jewish people. The Yidden are Rachmanim, they're Baishanim, and they're Goyim Lechasadim. How do you know they're Rachmanim? The pasuk that our daf quoted. It says, V'nosan lecha rachamim v'richamcha v'rbecha. How do you know they're Baishanim? The chsib avur tia yirasi al pneichem. And Goyim Lechasadim, because Hashem told Avram Avinu, Parshas Vayera, L'manash yitzav ezbonav, Ves mesoy. So he said, Kol sheyesh by shloisha simonim alalu, royously dovek b'umazu. But anyone that doesn't have these 3 simonim is not roy to be part of the Jewish people. And because of that, David HaMelech turned to the Gevinim. He says, listen, you don't want to work out a deal, b'seder. It's fine. I mean, we can't force you to give us a mechila. But at the same, you're going to get a new name right now. And you're not going to be known anymore as the Gevinim. But now you're going to be known as the Nesinim. And that's the rest of the story. It's a story that comes up in Perikei Lunairis and in different places in Shas, more Nashim Nezikin. There was a group of Yidden called the Nesinim. They come together with Mamzer. They come together with Amoini and Mayavi. These were Yidden. But at the same time, they were not allowed to intermarry amongst the Jewish people. They were called Nesinim, and the title Nesinim, or the halachic significance of the Nasin and the Nesina and the Nesinim, that there was a group of Yidden that were not allowed to intermarry, is related to this story right here. It's because of the fact that they refused to be Meichel. Eventually, David HaMelech had to give over 7 descendants of Shaul HaMelech. The Gemara talks about it, and it's a fascinating topic. But the point is that David HaMelech said that because of the fact that they were being so stubborn, he realized that they have no business being part of Klal Yisrael. Because Yidden have shloisha simonim. They're Rachmanim, they're Baishanim, and they're Goyim Lechasadim. And because of these 3 simonim that they have, he saw that they didn't have it, and as a result, they're not ru'uyim li'dabek ba'umazo. So this is, of course, the longer version of what the Gemara said in our daf, that Shabsoi Bar Marinos comes and he sees this Yid wasn't a Rachamon, and he said biyodua that he's not Mizarish al Avram, because kol merachim al abrius biyodua shu Mizarish al Avram. V'chol bishen merachim al abrius biyodua shu Mizarish al Avram avinu. It's based on this Gemara, because there's 3 midos that are inherently Yiddish. Yidden are Rachmanim, they're Baishanim, and they're Goyim Lechasadim. So 2 ha'aris as it relates to this idea that Yidden are Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Goyim Lechasadim, an idea that's very much related to today's daf, Be'er daf Lamed Beis, and more so related to Yevamos daf Ayin Ches and Yevamos daf Ayin Tes. This is Rei that's very much Negeya, Parshas Bereishis, and Parshas Noach. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, it's Perek Gimel, it's Mishnah Yodalet, Hu Hoya Omer, and the Hu is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva used to say, Chaviv Adam, Shenivra B'Tzelem. A person is so beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Maisa Bereshis in 6 days, but Adam was singled out, in that Adam wasn't just created, but it was created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. Chibi Yisera Noidasle Shenivra B'Tzelem. And not only was Adam created B'Tzelem, but he was told that he was created. How do you know that? Shenema. Because the pasuk says in Parashas Noach, Ki B'Tzelem Elohim Asa Asa Adam. B'Tzelem Elohim Asa Asa Adam. So you see clearly that Adam was created with B'Tzelem Elohim. The Tosfos Yontif on this Mishnah is very, very Meirich. And he discusses whether when the Mishnah says Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem, does he mean only Yidden? Or even Umay Sa'ilam. The Umay Sa'ilam, were they created B'Tzelem Elohim? Or were they not created B'Tzelem Elohim? And the Tosfos Yontif says that I've seen different Mefarshei HaMishnah say that when the Mishnah says Chavev Adam should never betell him, it means only Yidden. Atem Kruyim Adam, the Ein Umay Sa'olam Kruyim Adam, and it's referring to Yidden. The Yid was created B'Tzalam Elikim. But as it relates to Umay Sa'olam, the Umay Sa'olam were really not created B'Tzalam Elikim. But says the Tosis Yontif that it's not true. It's poshit that the Bnei Noach were also created B'Tzalam Elikim. And he says it has to be that way. He says, first of all, Rashi says in his Pirush on the Mishnah, Chaviv Adam Shenivir B'Tzalam, quote, Lachein Mutal Olav Lasos Ritzoyin Kainai. It, the purpose of saying that is because he has a purpose on this world. I mean, he wasn't just created to be. He was created with a tafkid. And the Tzalam somehow plays into his tafkid. So says the Taisus Yontif, the Bnei Noach also have a tafkid. The Rambam in Perek Ches Hilchas Malachim talks about the Chassidei Umay Sa'olam. The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Kufhei says that the Chassidei Umay Sa'olam have the Chelik in Olam Ha. That means they also have some obligation. Mutal olav lasis b'tzayin kainai. So if the idea of the tzalam aleikim is the obligation to now go ahead and do something with your life, not just live it out. So if that's what it means, he said, how could umay sa'olam be any different? And he says, it's poshet. It's poshet, he says, that's the way it is. He says, besides, what's the pasuk that the Mishnah quoted? Ki b'tzalam aleikim asa sa'adam. It's a pasuk in Parashas Noach. Hashem told Noach, shoifich dam ha'adam ba'adam dami yishafich, ki b'tzalam aleikim asa sa'adam. Hashem told Noach, that if somebody kills, shvichas damim yischayv misa, why? Because a man was created, b'tzalam aleikim. So I don't understand. If the man was created, who was he talking to? He's talking to Noach. This is many, 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 many centuries before Kabbalah Sateir. This has nothing to do with the Bnei Yisrael. Forget, this pasuk is the makar that shvichas damim was one of the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So you see clearly that even the Bnei Noach have a tzalam alikim. Now the Taisi Yontif doesn't say who were these mefarshim that are of the opinion that a Ben Noach wasn't created b'tzalam alikim. But the truth is, the Medrash Shmuel brings that he himself asked Rab Chaim Vital this question. He said, Sha'alti Mayreinu V'Rabbeinu Rab Chaim Vital. When the Mishnah says Chaviv Adam Shenivir B'Tzalam, does it mean only Yisraelim, or does it mean even Umay Sa'olam? And Reb Chaim Vital told him Atem Kruyim Adam, the Ein Umay Sa'olam Kruyim Adam, and he says that it's referring Dafka to Yisraelim. It's not referring to Umay Sa'olam. Just to sidebar for one second, if you look in the Yochanan Ubayas on this Mishnah right here, it's fascinating. The Mishnah says, "Who are your Omer Chaviv Adam Shenivir B'Tzalam?" So he brings this raid from the Tosfos Yontif, Atem Kruyim Adam. So does it mean only the Yisrael was created B'Tzalam Alekim? What about Ben Noach? And then he brings the Rambam, who the Rambam said that the Chassidu Ma'aseh have a Chelik in Olam Haba. And he says that even though the Rambam said it and the Gemara says it, but it's poshut that this is the way it has to be. Meaning, he says even had the Rambam not said that the Chassidu Ma'aseh have a Chelik in Olam Haba, he said it would be poshut that that's the way it is. Just read a few excerpts. He says, "V'anachnu royim kama michasideim." He's referring to the Chassidei Umay Sa'olam. Shem milvad shemakirim yoytze bereishes u'maminim b'toyrak doish shi'alikis oisin gmilas chesed gam liyisrael. The kama mehen do many Chassidei Umay Sa'olam shehitivu b'yoyser l'chol b'yoylam. They make great contributions to the entire world. And then he starts giving examples, chapter and verse. Kehachosid yener shehemtzi some sort of, I don't know if it was a vaccine or some sort of dover shal refuah. Sha'al yada nitzoylem kama rivavais b'nei adam mechayli umimisa umimunim. He says, what about Draco? Shehevi hakartofel Europa. He said, he's the one that brought kartofel. Potatoes, I think, to Europe. Shema'akiv kama b'amim arav. Think about how many people have been able to survive hungers because of the fact that you have potatoes. The Gutenberg. He says, what about Gutenberg? He says, it's because of him that we're able to learn from Svarim. And he says, you find a lot of these Chassidei Umay Sa'olam that make great contributions to society, and it doesn't seem like they were ever rewarded on this world. The example, he says, Kachosid Reichlin, Shehero Lamoves Nafshe Lahatzel Srefes Ashasin. He said, he literally gave up his life to save the burning of the Shas. Shenitztava Meakeser Maximilian, Bishnas, Reish Samich Beis Al Yedei Asosas Hamumer Pfeffercorn, in Hakoimrim, Keshen Shal Risham Shalai, the Reichlin Anar Hishlich Nafshe Minege. He said, Reichlin literally gave up his life to try to save the Shas. He said, eventually they were roid of him, and he ended up living the end of his life, Mamish with Tsarus Kedoilus. So Freik the Pharisee Israel, Freik Yochanan Ubayas. So I don't understand. You're going to tell me he doesn't have Olam Haba? If he doesn't have Olam Haba, that means he was never rewarded in Olam Haza. Reichlin certainly was never rewarded in Olam Haza. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch, Ein Mekapech, Skar Kol Beryo. So he says, it's poshet. HaKadosh Baruch is a tzur, tamim, pa'aloi. And he wouldn't allow all these great deeds to go on paid for. And as a result, posh it that there must be chilek. It's fascinating raid there. He talks about what it means, Atem Kriyam Adam, Veinu Misa Adam Kriyam Adam, but we digress a little bit. But here's the point. Hu Haya Oim, Rabbi Kiva used to say, Chaviv Adam Shenifer B'Tzalem. Chiva Yisera Neidasloi Shenifer B'Tzalem. So Zokhtar Taisis Yantiv, Chaviv Adam means even the Umay Sa'olam. And even though Atem Kriyam Adam, this has nothing to do with this Mishnah. Chaviv Adam, even the Umay Sa'olam, they were also created with a Tachlis, and as a result, they must have been created with Tzalem Alekim, just like the Yid was created with a Tzalem Alekim. Rabbi Chaim Vital said otherwise. I was just thinking one ha'ara, elu ve'elu, perhaps, divrei Alekim Chaim, and that is, Ramosha Kardavera, the Ramak, in the beginning of his classic Sefer, Toimed Devaira. So the Sefer Toimed Devaira talks primarily about the Yud Gimel Midoy Shal Rachamim. Now these are Yud Gimel Midoy Shal Rachamim that are not based on the Pasuk Hashem Hashem Keil Rachem V'chan, but rather it's based on the Pasuk or Psukim Mikael Kamoicha Noisei Avim Va'Over Al Pesha L'Sheiros Nachlasoi Lo'Hechzik La'ad Apoy Ki Chafetz Chesed Hu Yashuv Yerachameinu Yichbeish Avoy Noiseinu V'Sashach B'Mtzulaisim Kol Chatoisam Titenemes Li'Yakiv Chesed La'Avram Asher Nishbata La'Aviseinu Bimei Kedem. And the time of the Vayra, Ramosha Kardavero, he was the Avia Mikubalim in Tzfas before Dan Rizal. He wrote his classic Sefer based on these Psukim and based on the Soidos was licked in these Psukim. And he starts to say for his files. This is Perek Rishon. Ha'adam roi sheyedam alekoinei. A person has to be like his creator. Va'oz, and if he does that, yeh besoid hatsura ha'elyoina. If he does that, he's going to tap in to the soid, the secret of the tsura ha'elyoina. Tselem udmus. I'm skipping. Shari ikr hatselem va'admus ha'elyoin. What's the ikr tselem udmus? Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Noyach. Hashem created a world, but Adam was created b'tzalmoy u'b'dmusa. What does that mean? The ikr tzalem and mus is pu'uloysov. It's the pu'uloysov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramak, u'mayoyoloy heyoysay katsura el yoyno d'mus tavnesei varov. What is it worth if a person physically is in the image of God, but if Lemaisa with his Hanhoga, he's not? Lefichach says the Ramak, Roy sheyedam el pulois hakeser. What a person needs to do is he has to try to emulate the pulois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are associated with keser. Shein shloish esrei midei shorachim emal yoinois uremuzim besoid ha-psukim. These are the third yud gimel midei shorachim that are merumis in the psukim that we just mentioned. So he says that if a person does that, that's when he's going to tap in. That's when he's going to have a shaychus to this idea that a person is b'tzalem alekim. At the very end of Perek Rishon, after he goes through all the Yud Gimel Midei Shorachimim and he explains it in great detail, practically how a person could apply these Yud Gimel Midei Shorachimim, he says, "Ad kan higiu shloish esrei midos shabahem yiyah adam doy mel koinei." If a person internalizes this, this is how you become like your Creator. Shei midos shorachimim al yoinos uskulasan. What's the school of these midos? Ki kamoish yiyah adam isnaig lamata, just like a person is in this world. Kach yista leftoyach loy midel yoinah mel mailo mamish kefim ashe isnaig. He's going to be zoichet to tremendous hashkpois. So the Ramak said, "V'lochein al yalizu me'enei aseichel shloish esrei." A person should never, he shouldn't be masich das from these Yud Gimel Midei Shorachimim. Va pasuk lo yosef mipiv. A person should always have these psukim on it, the tip of his tongue. Kidei shiyir loy v'maskeres. It should be a reminder. Kashiyova loy maisa. If a person's ever going to find himself in a situation, she yitztarich l'shtamish b'midah achas mehem, where he's going to have to pull out one of the Yud Gimel Midei, yizkir v'yoymer. He says, he'll remember, quote, harei dover zed toli b'midah ployness. Eini reitzni lozis mimena. I don't want to go away from it. Shloi tesalim v'tesalim kamidahim min oil. Dvarim nefon. You do a lot of schoolers associated with learning the Sefer Toime Devaira. But the beginning of the Sefer Toime Devaira, the beginning of Perek Rishon, the end of Perek Rishon, he talks about that. What does it mean for a person to really be B'Tselem Elohim? It doesn't just mean to look like he's B'Tselem Elohim, but it means his Hanhoga, that if a person is going to be Noyeg, Che'ikr Tselem V'admus Ha'el Yein Heim Pu Loisav U'mayoy Eloi He'yoysa Ketzur El Yoyna D'mus Tavnesei Varv U'pa Pu Lois Yoyedum Elokainai. To U'maysa Oilam, we're created b'tzalam alekim. Chaviv adam shenivre b'tzalam alekim. Zok t'tayis is yantiv. It's the yid. It's the umay sa'ilam as well. But that's poshit. That there's a certain madrega of Tzelem Aleichem that only the Yiddish Shayach to. Because what's that? It's Puloysev Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says the Ramak, what does it mean, Puloysev Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's the Mid of Keser. Shehen Shloish Esrei Midoy Shal Rachamim Al Yoynois. And if you go through Tome Devar, you read the 13 Midois, it's Dvarim Neflam. These are incredible, incredible Madregas of Rachamim. That's something the Yiddish Shayach to. Kol HaMirachim Al Abriyois Biyodua Shu Mizare Shal Avram. And that level of Tzelem Elokim is something that only the Yiddish Shayach to. So Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. On some levels, Dr. Tosfos Yontif, it's true. Every single Adam was created with a tachlis, and that means he was created with Tzelem Elokim, which separates him from all the rest of Maisa Bereishis. But at the same time, there is a Chaviv Yisra she'niver b'Tzelem. The Yid, we're Mizari Shal Avram, and as a result, the Mid of Rachmanim b'Hashem goyim le'chasadim. And this gives you a better appreciation. What does it mean, Rachmanim? It doesn't just mean you can have compassion. Everyone can have compassion. A behemoth could also have compassion. There's nothing to do with that. The point is, these are Madregas Gedolos, the Yud Gimel Midos that Rav Moshe Kardavera talks about in the Tome Devaira. That's what it means that a person is shaykh to those levels. That comes from the fact that the Yid is created by Tzelem. And if that's the case, those Midos of Rachman, which is the Iker Tzelem Elokim, that's something that only the Yid has shaykh to. The Ramami Pano asks Akash, really all the nice Sekelim asks, that the Mishnah says, who are your Omer? Chaviv Adam, Shenivr B'Tzelem. How do you know that? Shenemer, ki B'Tzelem Elikim Asa Asa Adam. Ki B'Tzelem Elikim Asa Asa Adam. Parshas Bereishis. Why are we jumping to Parshas Noach? Hashem created Adam, B'Tzalmai. Nasa Adam, B'Tzalmeinu. It's the Psukim at the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. How do you know a person was created B'Tzelem Elikim? Ki B'Tzelem Elikim Asa Asa Adam. So the Ramami Pano said a Dover Nifla. He said, there's a Chiddush in Parshas Noach. You know what the Chiddush is? That happened after the Mabul. So Kedai Techamina, you would have thought the Yid was created with a Tzelem Elokim. But well, the person, man, was created with Tzelem Elokim, but maybe he lost it. He fapachked it. Noch the Mabul. Even in Parshas Noach, Noach walks out of the table. There's nobody in the world. We have to start from scratch. Oh, but Fagesnish ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asas Adam. Adam Arishan Kaidam Achet, of course, was B'Tzelem Elokim. That's not a Chiddush. The Chiddush is Adam Arishan La'achar Achet. The Chiddush is after the Chet HaMabul. Still, it was ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asas Adam. That's where the Chiddush is. That's the first star.